Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I would assume that if there are local believers there already in local churches, that you know someone actually coming in and help building up the community in terms of providing jobs is generally welcome.
Oh, yes, so. Very much so. When we come in and create jobs, we're doing something that, again, I didn't recognize as a traditional missionary, and that is creating dignity. You know, when you meet somebody, you ask them, what's your name? The second question is, what do you do? Who we are, our identity is very much wrapped up in our job. And so when people don't have jobs, of course, they have no hope. They have no sense of worth. They feel devalued. If you've been unemployed, you know how awful that feels. And so when we come in and create jobs, those people become very loyal to us. You know, when, again, fundamentalists say get them out, it's our employees who come to our defense because they appreciate the way we do work. They appreciate our effort to improve the community, not just to make money. They see how we're giving back to the community. And so they like that. They want us there. And, of course, the government officials love us because we pay taxes. The one business I referred to earlier in this country that one of the owners, well, both the owners have talked to the government. One of the government officials said to me, we know this business because it's the only one who pays all of its taxes in the whole country. Because people are always looking to cheat, and this business is looking to, nope, I want to fulfill my obligations as a local business. And so these kinds of things definitely earn respect, create dignity, bring hope. And when you do that, people say, why are you doing this? Oh, well, let me tell you. You know, many times I'll say to Muslims, you know, actually, I don't really want to be here. I'd much rather be back in the United States. Probably have a better standard of living than I'd have here. But I'm here because of Jesus. And I literally will say to them, when I was 19 years old, I asked the Lord, what does he want me to do with my life? And he said to move to Southeast Asia and be a blessing to the people. And, of course, that raises several questions in their mind. What do you mean he told you? Well, here's how God talks to us. It's like, really? You know, he can do that? That gets one thing. The second thing is the relationship. How can you have a relationship with God? All of these things create opportunities. But you see, I don't have to push the opportunities. I just need to model it, and then they come to me with the why, what, how type of questions. And even though it's illegal to proselytize where I live, I'm not ever accused of proselytizing because I'm not. I'm just answering questions. With myself, and I know with others in the network, when we've been accused and we've been explaining, well, Muhammad just asked me why, and I answered the question. And Muhammad, of course, yeah, that's right. Well, we don't get in trouble.
Interesting.
There's no law against loving people in any Muslim country.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.